Good morning. It is Friday, the 14th of July. I'm Steve Smith, and with me this morning, after about a month's absence from the Globe, the newspaper of the Catholic Diocese of Sioux City, it's Joanne Fox.
Good morning, Steve. It's good to be back.
Good to have you back, and welcome to this week's edition of Cultural Continuum, beginning with an event that, the first showing of which takes place in just a couple of hours. At Morningside College is presenting Uh-Oh! It's a children's musical written and directed by Diana Woolley, the CEO of Lam Arts Regional Theater. She's also coincidentally the Siouxland Public Media Artist of the Month. The first showtime is this morning at 10 o'clock. You can see it again tonight at 7 o'clock. And you can see it tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock at the Bueller Outdoor Performance Center. The Lam Caravan production is part of the Betty Lynn Sang Fine Arts Series at Morningside College.
Shot in the Dark Productions presents Bear, a pop opera that opens tonight. And it runs through Sunday, July 30th. This rock musical follows a group of students at a co-ed Catholic boarding school as they grapple with issues of sexuality, identity, and the future. More information on that production at shotinthedarkproductions.org.
Vanguard Arts presents the 24th Street Wailers. They'll be performing tonight. Vanguard Arts kind of on the road. They'll be at the Skyline Bar and Casino in North Sioux City. They are led by their drummer, which is sort of weird, but it's cool. Singer-songwriter, drummer Lindsay Beaver is the leader of the group. The 24th Street Wailers plays a blend of rock and roll, soul, punk, and blues. Go to vanguardarts.com for more information.
The Okoboji Summer Theater presents Boeing, Boeing, now through Sunday. This 1960s French farce features the self-styled Parisian Lothario Bernard, who has Italian, German, and American fiancés, each a beautiful airline hostess who knows nothing about the other. Well, until unexpected schedule changes bring all three of them to Bernard's apartment at the same time. Showtimes are tonight at 8 o'clock, and then on Saturday at 4:30 and 8, and then it closes Sunday at 6 o'clock. Okoboji Summer Theater, nice road trip.
Rivercade is in full swing this weekend. There's a smile contest for kids, the Kneffler Chevy Show and Shine Cookout, and there's a chance to cruise the loop on Saturday, plus many more activities throughout the day. Miriam's Carnival opens on Wednesday, and that'll be at the Long Lines Rec Center parking lot. The 54th annual Rivercade Pepsi Downtown Parade will be at 6 o'clock that night. The events will continue through Sunday, July 23rd. There are many too many events to talk about for Rivercade all at once, but you can go to their website, which is river-cade.com.
Yeah, and absolutely, check out the website, because there are so many events, and it's a great summer festival that's been around Siouxland forever. Closer to home, the Sioux City Parks and Recreation Department presents Yoga in the Park. The summer outdoor series continues on Saturday. It's a free yoga class led by an instructor from Evolve Yoga. Now, this all-level class starts at 9 a.m. in the green space on the riverfront. It is west of the Hilton Garden Inn, and participants should bring their own yoga mat and a bottle of water. And for more information about Yoga in the Park or any of the Parks and Rec summer programs, you can just visit sioux-city.org.
There is a mother-son tailgate for boys ages 5 and older. That's brought to you also by Sioux City Parks and Rec Department. That'll be tomorrow, beginning at 10 a.m. until noon, and that'll be at Bacon Creek Shelter Number 1. There'll be grilled hot dogs and hamburgers and tailgating games like the beanbag toss, ladder golf, and a scavenger hunt around Bacon Creek. The event is themed favorite athletic team, and participants are encouraged to wear their favorite team gear.
And I wonder, ages 5 and older, if that would include my four boys who are like ages 30 to 40, maybe too old.
If they like hot dogs, go for it,
Julie. I may do that. Well, here's another opportunity from the Sioux City Parks and Recreation Department. It's Movies in the Park. The outdoor series continues on Saturday with a showing of Finding Dory. That's at the Grandview Park Bandshell, again, it's Saturday at 9 p.m. And of course, in the animated film, the friendly but forgetful blue tang fish Dory begins a search for her long-lost parents, and everyone learns a few things about the real meaning of family along the way. Saturday, 9 o'clock in the evening at the Grandview Bandshell.
The Betty Strong Encounter Center is hosting One Smart Cookie Decorating. It's a hands-on family activity with Eileen McCormick Sunday afternoon from 1 to 3 o'clock. Participants of all ages will use a variety of materials to personalize sugar cookies celebrating summer.
Earlier, I mentioned the Okoboji Summer Theater was doing Boeing Boeing. Once that is done, they roll into On Golden Pond, and that will start on Tuesday, and then it will continue through Sunday, July 23rd. This, of course, the love story of Norman and Ethel, who are returning to their summer home on Golden Pond for the 48th year. Sentimental blend of humor, family conflict. Again, showtimes are 8 o'clock. That's Tuesday through Saturday. Then there is a 4:30 matinee on Saturday, and then the show concludes with the 6 o'clock matinee, or 6 p.m. evening show, Sunday, July 23rd.
Sioux City Lewis and Clark Interpretive Center is offering a hands-on learning event each Wednesday in July. 45-minute sessions for kids. At 10 o'clock, preschoolers through third graders can listen to a Missouri River fish-tastic story, then actually go fishing in the mini Missouri. At 11 a.m., middle schoolers can discover how important cottonwood trees are along the Missouri River, then weave a colorful star craft using materials from the cottonwoods. Go to SiouxCityLCIC.com. For more information.
The Onstage Orange City Summer Series presents a performance by Marvin, and that's going to be on Wednesday, July 19th at 7 o'clock. It's in Windmill Park in Orange City. Marvin is a Chicago-based jazz rock fusion band with Israeli roots. Lots more information on that at orangecityarts.net.
Another Outdoor Wednesday opportunity, this time taking place at Iowa Lakeside Lab. Their Wild Wednesdays program is running through August 2nd. The theme of this year's series is Build a Better World, and the next hands-on education program session is called Spineless Wonders, Life Without a Backbone, and that will be Wednesday evening at 7 o'clock.
The Sioux City Public Museum presents History at High Noon, the life and career of Sioux City's darling, Ding Darling, and that's going to be Thursday, July 20th. It's at 12:05. Matt Anderson, the curator of the history part of the museum, will present a photographic overview of the two-time Pulitzer Prize-winning cartoonist's life as featured in the traveling exhibit, The Hidden Works of J. Ding Darling. Attendees are encouraged to bring their own lunches, and you can find more about that presentation at SiouxCityMuseum.org.
And finally, Sean Holt and the Teardrops will be playing outside of the Sioux City Public Museum on Thursday night, July 20th at 5:30. It's the next Downtown Live event, an outdoor summer concert series presented by Fridays on the Promenade. The American Blue Band, the American Blues Band, formed in 2013. Actually, it was already formed, but Magic Slim, Sean Holt's dad, passed away, and then Sean Holt took over. Blues legend Magic Slim, again, the former leader of Sean Holt and the Teardrops when it was still Magic Slim and the Teardrops. That is all of the information we have to spread this morning, but if you would like us to talk about something in the future, you can email that information to us at kwitpsa@witcc.edu. For my co-host, Joanne Fox, and executive producer, Allie Carson, I'm Steve Smith.
Get your business straight.